Order, order.
It was the Finance Minister's turn to take the heat as Labour MPs dug for dirt on his budget grant of nearly $5 million to the little-known Pacific Economic Development Agency, or PEDA, in Auckland. Labour's Deputy Leader, Annette King, wanted to know when he first met PEDA's Chief Executive, J.R. Pereira.
People wear a lot of different hats in the Pacific community, and it wasn't an... I can go back and check when I first met with Mr. J.R. Pereira. I expect it was when I first met with the Pacific Chamber of Commerce. As my capacity as Minister of Finance, I meet with Chambers of Commerce all over the country and was requested to meet with them. And that may be the first occasion. That would have been perhaps early 2009. I can't be sure.
Mrs. King reminded Mr. Inglis that he'd once said it was critical that the government continue to responsibly manage public finances on behalf of taxpayers.
Did he apply this standard to the funding proposal he received from the Pacific Economic Development Agency, a proposal that is 6 pages long, with 2 of the pages containing nothing more than statistics straight from Statistics New Zealand, and seeks close to $4 million of taxpayers' money?
Mr. Inglis disputed Mrs. King's description of the proposal.
And like every other proposal that is put to the government, that will go through a thorough process of a purchase agreement, accountabilities and good care for taxpayers' money. And I must say that is not unusual. The budget includes tens of millions of dollars of contingency where the accountabilities and the contracts are going to be negotiated over the next few months.
Then it got political with Mr. Inglis going on the attack.
I might say this initiative has arisen because the Pacific community is tired of endless talk they got from Labor and no action.
Mr. Inglis promised a more active approach from National.
I might say, Mr. Speaker, we don't intend to let a bit of petty party politicking get in the way of making vital progress for a community whose young people are in desperate need of action after years of talk from that government.
Now from politics to fashion, and this compliment from Acting Leader of the House, Christopher Finlayson, for his opposition shadow, Darren Hughes.
Well, I congratulate the member on his new crumpling suit, the sort of suit that social credit MPs used to wear in the old days.
Point of order, the Honourable Darren Hughes.
Mr. Speaker, can I thank the Acting Leader of the House for that update and further advise him that this is indeed a New Zealand-made suit from McAndrews in Otaki, where you can get city fashions at country prices.
Like the soccer teams, I guess that's one all, and we'll move on.
And so must we, from the Chamber to the committee rooms, for this report from Rhys Lyon.
The Transport and Industrial Relations Committee looked at a bill designed to give employers more say over when their workers take rest and meal breaks. Making a submission on the bill was the Post Primary Teachers Association Junior Vice President, Jill Gray.
PPDA regards this bill as a heavy-handed overreaction to the problem which could have been sorted with goodwill and common sense in the sector in which it arises. The safety, good health and well-being of all workers is being undermined by these legislative changes, which will invite unwise employers to ignore the needs of their employees. A teacher needs to be focused and full of energy the whole time. Now, with duty and extracurricular and pastoral needs of students taking up a lot of the interval and lunch times, the tendency to keep going throughout the day is huge. This results in less effective teaching, a high loss rate from the service, particularly of beginning teachers, and health issues for teachers.
A later submission came from the Hospitality Association's Chief Executive, Bruce Robertson.
Clearly our industry is one which is service-driven and demand-driven in terms of when customers want service, they expect to be serviced, and that can be at any time in terms of a hotel suddenly having a coach tour pull up. They expect to be checked in then, not 5 minutes later, even if they arrived an hour earlier or an hour late. So we have, by the nature of the industry, which is customer service related, we need to serve our customers when our customers expect to be serviced. So we support this bill. We think it gives them important flexibility to allow us to meet our customers' needs. without compromising the importance of actually providing breaks for our staff, which we actually support.
Hospitality Association's Chief Executive, Bruce Robertson, speaking to the Transport and Industrial Relations Committee considering the Employment Relations, Rest Breaks and Meal Breaks Amendment Bill.
That report from Rhys Lyon. Parliament resumes at 2 on Tuesday and we'll be sitting under urgency. I'm Tom Frewin, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.